Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk For Real podcast, where myself, the host Christopher Mattox, and my co-host Hannah Robson,
hello,
we just sit down, talk about real issues, or even just what's on our mind at the time, really. And yeah, so this is our first episode. I'm gassed. We've been working quite well. Myself, I've been working hard on this, and it finally is the first episode.
Yay.
Yes. Show some enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about this a lot.
Yes, and like I said, it's the first episode. Any mistakes that we do, just cut us some slack, alright? Like, okay, just relax. For now, this is just mainly based on YouTube. If I have figured out how to put it on Spotify and iTunes, all those sort of things, the links will be in the description. I'm just still trying to figure it out, guys, okay? So, and yeah, so how it works, we've got four topics. It changes every week. And in fact, if you guys want to send us some topics, I will tell you how to do so at the end. But for now, these are going to be the four topics for this week. We've got topic one, ask people, are we just basically a walking advertisement? That's topic one. And then on topic two, we've got what's your views on technology in the future and even now? And topic three, is family just blood related? And that one I got from my mum. And then we've got topic four, is it hard to go through puberty as a girl or as a boy? And then at the end of the show, we've always got a fun fact, which I'll save for the end. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I mean, oh yeah, and of course we've got what's the score, where it's just, how do I say, it's where me and Hannah, we try to predict what's going to be the scores for the next, like, the next week's fixtures, which will be revealed, obviously, in the next week's podcast. So, it will be just the three games that I myself choose to be, like, hard to call, you know, like, those sort of games. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so we're just going to crack on with it. Topic one, as I said, as people, are we basically a walking advertisement? Now, I said to you this before. Do you even know what I mean?
In a way, I'm still confused.
Just take a guess.
Is it because everyone has different... We all have different personalities.
Yeah.
And each of us... I mean, there's over 7 billion people in the world.
And rising.
And rising, obviously, unfortunately.
Fun fact, by the way. This isn't a fun fact, but... Unless it's changed, last time I checked, India had more population than China. You know that?
Yeah. I thought it would be like the other way around. Because
No, it was, but in recent times now, India have more population than China. Do you believe that?
I can't believe it. No. That's just crazy.
Go on, what was you saying?
Like, each and every human have different personalities, like you said. We like to represent ourselves as our own, I guess. I don't know.
But as advertisement, I mean... Now, for Hannah, it's different, because what are you wearing?
I'm just wearing a plain crop top, highlighted leggings, really.
And myself, I actually don't know where the hell you got it. But me, what am I wearing?
You've got Umbro on it.
No,
I can't
it's
see.
Under Armour.
Oh, Under Armour, not
obviously
Armour.
You can't see, because...
Under Armour.
Unless we zoomed in, but it's a podcast, so you'll be listening most of the time anyways. And my bottoms?
It's... Under Armour as well.
Right. So now, if I'm walking in the street, and let's say I was single, some girls would be going, he's wearing the Under Armour. Maybe I should get that for my brother or my boyfriend or my dad.
Oh, influencing other... I get it now, yeah.
So I'll ask it again. As people, are we just basically... And free as well. Actually, no, we pay to be an advertisement.
We actually pay, yeah, because we're paying what we're wearing right now.
Exactly.
So we're basically influencing other humans, say, look, if I see a woman wearing a nice, like, blouse, trousers, nice shoes. I thought, yeah, I'll get that myself. That looks nice.
But the difference is, as I said with you, I don't know what it is your brand is.
No.
But most brands, Superdry or is it
Hollister?
I think it's Superdry. Superdry are the ones I hate the most because
everywhere
on the top, Superdry. Now, get that bonnets out of my face. Like that brand for me is Under Armour. I like a lot because boom, that's it. Just one little logo is all you need. Mm. Even yours, like no logo, which is the best sometimes, and people go, that's nice, but where'd you get it? Like, at least you ask instead of going, oh, I know where she got it from. She got it from Superdry. It's all over her face.
Yeah.
It's all over her pants, all over her top. Like, for me, don't even get me started with Superdry, honestly.
No.
But do you see what I mean now?
I do get you mean, yeah, because I don't like wearing some clothing with logos on it or writing. I like just like normal. Plain, but that's, you might see that as boring, but I got this top from New Look. No, no, I get this top from New Look.
No.
Or these leggings from Next, New Look, H&M, you would never know.
Exactly, and also, like, even football as well, like, you see people, me myself, I'm an Arsenal fan, yeah, so you see me wearing an Arsenal top, and you'll probably have some kids that aren't even a football fan yet, and they look at me and go, I like that, yeah, maybe I should support Arsenal. But like even again, that's just another case of, we're all walking advertisement.
Yeah, but he or she might not know what the squad is actually like.
You
wearing Arsenal tops. Yeah, I'll support Arsenal. Their tops are good. But you don't know their background, the owner, the manager, the
whole
players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get that now, isn't it? So then for topic two, we have, what's your views on technology over the years, now and the future? So we'll start with now. How do you think, how can I say this? Technology, how do you think it's improved us?
I say technology has only slightly improved us all humans, but it's still moving too fast. I mean, I've got a question within that question. Could it be a danger to humans or the environment? Because in a way, technology like robots and...
Oh yeah, Terminator, basically.
Yeah, Terminator. I mean, that could happen in the next 20, 30 years.
And you do have to ask yourself, is that a reality? Or is that just, that's just a film. That's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, like
me, myself, robots. I think it will. Maybe not anytime soon.
You remember that film, I, Robot, with Will Smith in it? I, Robot. You have to... It's like the future, like everyone was buying these robots, but they're going for expensive price.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
Everyone's like, they're basically a maid for the actual human in the house. But there was something going on with their chip inside their heads that was not going right, and it was turning against humans, it was killing them. And that made me think, bugger, is that going to happen to us? It shouldn't, because we need to think carefully before we move forward.
But this is what I'm saying, is it a good thing? Technology. Look at you right now with that phone in your hand. Could you go a week without that phone?
No, because I got said, this is funny for the
Let's
podcast.
Say you smashed that phone and we were both quite skint, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, I don't get paid till like next month. I've only got like 20 quid in my account and I have to budget. I'll just go out to Tesco let's say some corner shop on the high road. I'll just get you a Nokia. It's only a fiver. Would you get by for a month?
Probably not, no.
You'll have all your contacts still.
Yeah.
You'll have your tools and messages still.
But
so
this is like a touchscreen Android Samsung. I mean, I can't have anything basic because it'll drive me nuts.
Now you say that, but then you go on to the kids of our generation.
Yeah, the kids... I've been thinking about when I was that age, I literally had a simple phone. I was fine with it. Obviously, now they've got iPhones, everything they wanted, and they look about 8 or 10 years old. I mean, when I was that age, bloody hell, I had a proper childhood. Them have nothing. I feel like they've got nothing.
Because when I was a kid, I didn't, if I remember correctly, I didn't get my first phone until I was about 12. And if I remember rightly, it was It was one of my dad's old phones. I think it was a Nokia, but it was one of those...
Not San Francisco ones?
No. San Francisco, I don't know.
Oh.
It was one of those, not flip, but like that.
The one that's like slides.
Yeah.
I had one of them as well. Yeah, they're cool. I had one of them as well. I loved that phone. That was my favourite phone as a kid.
Yeah, same. That was one of my first phones. Mm. And then after that, was it the same first? No, I think after that, I went to Ireland. I was working for my dad in the Ferryman pub. And I don't know how much it was that I made, but I was getting money. And then I brought the money back. It was an LG, was my first touch phone that I worked for. It was a mummy. Can I have an iPhone 7? I need it. I worked hard for that LG touch phone, which was sick back in the day.
I mean, still, we both work hard for things. I mean, I work hard to pay off my phone.
Yeah, but I was a kid.
As a kid, that's different. I mean, as a kid, done school, went to college. That was it. That's when I was living, obviously not in London. So... now it's different.
Like, when I say technology, it's just, as you say, it's gone too fast, too quick.
Yeah, it's moving too fast.
Just, you have to seriously ask yourself, will Terminator happen? But I honestly think it will. And you see these sickos out there now with these sex robots, and are you sad? Are you?
I think they're like too lonely. They just want somebody to talk to. But if you want somebody to talk to,
because apparently
talk to a real human.
A lot of the older generation are buying Alexa just for someone to talk to.
Yeah, I think I've heard a story of an old man where he lost his wife, he bought actually Alexa. This woman came around to show him how to use it. And he went, like, Alexa, play such and such this music back in my day. And it did. It brought back in memories. He even cried. Obviously, happiness.
But in those situations, I say to myself, yeah, technology has helped us.
It's helped probably the old generation, I think, in that way.
And medicine-wise as well, it's advanced us a lot. But as you say, it's gone too quick. The 80s, how long ago was that?
The 80s was about over 30 years ago, I think.
About, my dad's
about
like...
30 years.
Yeah, roughly 30 years,
yeah.
30 years, the technology from then, boom, to now has just escalated so much. Mm. And my dad is... Even Back to the Future, any one of you that has watched that movie, they actually predicted... When they went to the future, it was, 2018, wasn't it?
Or I think 2018, I guess.
Or 17, or something like that.
2017, yeah.
And on the year of 2017 or 18, whenever it was, they got everything right. The hoverboard, they're actually in the works of doing that now.
The hoverboard, I mean, how can it?
I mean, the closest thing to it at the current time is the Segway.
Segway, yeah, because it's only got two wheels.
Which I think has made us lazy.
Yeah, exactly. I still see them.
Even though apparently they're supposed to be banned on the streets.
Like,
Wally, for instance, is a good example of how technology has set us back.
Wally, you mean the film Wally?
Yeah, the film Wally.
Love that film, yeah.
Yeah, you know when he goes up to space and he sees all the people, they're just like...
Yeah, but that's all fact. Yeah, because... Because remember, the world was full of shit and rubbish, and they had to, say, a cruise in spaceship. That's why everyone's getting lazy with hover chairs. They're getting fat because they're losing bone loss. I wouldn't say bone off, but they're getting fatter. And obviously, if you're in space more, you have to keep on moving just to keep fit in how you are.
Yeah,
but if you
course.
Just sit lazy for the rest of the years, obviously you're going to get fatter more in space.
Yeah, literally, it's to do with the generation.
There's no gravity in space, no nothing, you just float, you just, it's nothing.
Yeah,
it's
but
quiet,
on a ship, you're going to have anti-gravity.
Anti-gravity, yeah, in obviously.
Especially in whatever time period that is, of course they're going to have anti-gravity.
Mm.
But obviously outside space, yeah, you're going to.
Of course you're gonna if you don't have the proper equipment.
But I'll ask you this, in 10 years, so, actually, just to make it more interesting, let's say right now it's 2020, yeah?
Yeah.
In 10 years' time of 2020, it'll be 2030.
Mm.
What do you think technology will be then, in 2030?
I hate to think. Possible to have driverless cars. driverless cars is already happening now, but there'll be more on the roads than us actually driving it.
And interesting fact, I don't know where I read this, but a driverless car actually ran over, I think it was some sort of robot. I don't know where this was, but it actually ran over a robot. And a lot of people are questioning it now, saying, like, is it safe, is it not? Should these even be a thing?
No, not I think I'd hate to go in a driver's car. And I would like to go in a car myself and drive it myself, because I could get killed.
Imagine if that was a human now. Straight away, boom, that's it, we're not having this ever. But if it's a robot, they go, well, maybe it's just a robot, who cares? Like, driverless cars, the way I see it, you should have a car, right?
Mm.
But you should have the option of that drive, like an autopilot sort of thing.
Autopilot? You can get them on planes now.
Yeah, but as in like cruise control.
Thing is, there's already cruise control. There's cruise control in your friend's car.
I'm on about like not cruise controls and just like,
you set the limit.
I mean cruise controls and just like, just get me where I want to go. Go on your phone. I'm saying at least have that option where you can set your GPS to where you want to go, and then it takes you there, and then you just sit down on your ass and have sex or whatever it is that you do during your car time. But what I'm saying is you should have that option, not just that's it, it's drive yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
That's what I mean. You're saying, oh, in 10 years they're driving us. We have that now. Mm. So in 10 years' time, what are we going to have? Hover buses?
Not even hover buses. No, that'll go too far. Practically, the cars will be more driverless. Number two, the hoverboards, like you were saying, there'll be more of them.
In the works.
Yeah, but it'll be launching at that stage probably. Yeah. And in the next 10 years, we might even have a Samsung 20. I don't know.
Speaking of phones, I've seen. I think this was on Facebook. Now, you could accept this or not, but this is what I saw. There's like a bracelet, right?
Yeah.
On here, and then you put a bracelet on like
the other one.
As far as here, yeah?
Yeah.
And between the two bracelets, you've got the phone. So like, for instance, you want to make a call, doink doink call, and then like you've got an earpiece, and you're talking to them through the earpiece. Your phone is basically on your wrist, sort of thing.
That's mad. No.
That's mad.
Now, I would do that.
It's cool to think about, but I would never have that. That's just unpractical. Like, and imagine how weak the bracelet must be.
Oh.
Unless it's made of, I don't know, titanium or something.
Titanium or kind of some strong material. That would work out, I think. Imagine
how much that would cost. Over a grand. The iPhone X is over a grand, so
yeah.
Imagine how that's gonna cost.
Especially above getting it.
Huh?
What's the point?
Exactly.
I mean, if you're working and you've got one earpiece, I mean, if you're working at office or something, you've got a Bluetooth headset, they've still got them. But obviously, if you've got too busy to look at your phone, you just go, yep, hello, goodbye, yep, hello. You know, you touch it on your ear, and as simple as that.
Yeah, I don't see many of that these days.
No, I don't see many of that. I did see it before, but not today.
Yeah. But yeah, what I was saying about the wrist, that's something I see happening in 2030. That's 10 years, 11 years' time.
Yeah.
That's what I see happening. Hover cars, hover buses, me myself, I can't see it happening anytime soon. But
hover
cars.
Yeah.
You know, like Futurama?
Yeah,
also anyone who watches Futurama will know.
Or Back to the Future 2.
Oh, yeah, they have it on there as well, yeah.
You have to watch all three of them just to make it make sense.
Yeah.
Not just like one, not just 3-1-2 or 2-3-1, or you have to watch it 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. But just thinking about the future, not only technology wise now, nothing else, just thinking about the technology. A TV, in fact. The biggest TV I saw, I don't know what it was, but there's a TV you can have now, right?
Mm.
Where it's basically just screen. You have just the screen on the wall. And it's like, as big as our one over there, which is quite big, guys. Yeah. It's about... I'm not good with measurements and inches and all that stuff, but it's quite massive. Just the screen. No, like, hardware, no nothing. You've got just the screen. I think this is somewhere in China. China, when it comes to technology, they're up there. They're one of the best.
Talking of TVs as well, you can actually get a TV that you can actually fold it on the wall and then open it and watch it. Flexible screens for TVs.
Yeah, that one as well. Yeah, that's...
And also with TVs, you just get nothing at the back, just flat. I've seen them in Currys, literally flat. Like, with this TV, it's got a bit of a bulge at the back. But most TVs have got nothing at the back at all. Pure flat. I thought, how...
Delicate must that be.
Yeah, the delicate ones are like...
And expensive must
that be.
And over
a grand. Yeah, over a grand as well.
Me personally, I'd rather have the curved ones. You get that full-on experience.
Yeah, the curved... I think... Them curved ones will be out quite a bit, so it'll be less than its price by now.
And it's more secure. I trust it more than I would trust just the thin ones.
The picture quality is still 4K.
Yeah, exactly. It's still 4K.
Yeah, this one TV as well.
Yeah. But honestly, just thinking about it just amazes me. Like, I was born in the 90s, so even as a 90s baby, I can still talk. Like, the PS1, for instance, that was the brother's back in the day. I used to what did I used to play?
PS1?
Crash Bandicoot. Spyro.
Yeah, same.
What do we have now? We've got Red Dead Redemption 2, which is sick. I'm currently playing it.
Same. On
PS4.
But there's also PS4 Pro. I'm not sure if it's on the
phone. It is PS4 Pro. Yeah, that's basically PS4.
Yeah.
But comparing the graphics back then, you
never thought, yeah, this is really good, I keep playing it. But now when you look back at them, think, it's so shit.
But you the know, gameplay was the so sick.
Yeah, I liked it. It was cool.
And another fun fact, that's not part of the end, but do you know what the first game was ever?
The first game ever?
Ever. Now, I'm not on about console or none of that, but the first ever game, do you know what it was?
It wasn't... was it Mario, was it?
No.
Okay.
And it's not Sonic, if that's what you're
going to
say
next. It's not Sonic. It's not Kirby, is it?
No. Great game, but no. Pog.
What's Pog? I don't know who Pog.
You've got the two bars, and then you put the board in the middle and go,
Yeah, I know what it is now. Pog. I think it's a weird name for that called Pog.
Look it up now. I don't know when it came out, yeah, but that was the first ever game made.
Pog. Got a pug.
Just type it in.
Pog.
Just type it in.
Got a hog now.
Just type it in.
Okay.
When I talked, but it was the first ever game made. Now, I'm sure it was made well before my time, because I used to play as a kid myself.
Milk caps are coming up. Milk caps.
No, not pod. Pond.
Oh, pond.
P-O-N-G. Pond.
I thought you said pog.
No, pond.
Pong.
Yeah, it was an arcade game. It came out in the arcade. Two-dimensional. Now we've got, like, three-dimensional games. It's mad.
So, yeah.
Honestly, it's mad when you think about it. Even... Compare that to the latest, I don't know, what's the latest game out? Gran Turismo 5. The graphics on those sort of car games will blow you away.
Shall I show you the camera? I got Pong.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Yeah, if you can see it, that's Pong.
To the
I know it might be backwards, but oh well.
To the people listening, just look it up on your phones. P-O-N-G. It's like, what would you say? It's like Tetris,
Not Tetris,
no.
Tetris is different.
Yeah, tennis?
Tennis, yeah, because you're hitting either side of the ball. That's yeah. Obviously the first.
You would compare it to, and Tetris as well, like, even when that first came out, people were like, whoa, what is this? This is sick. This is sick, fam. I'm sure they wouldn't have said that back then. That's what we would say in the current era.
Yeah, definitely.
Cars, what is this? But yeah, those are the two topics. Now we're coming up to what's the score. Whereas I told you in the beginning, this is the part where I, myself, and Hannah, we try and guess the fixtures, not the fixtures, sorry, the results for the games on the next week, which will be the Saturday or Sunday or the Friday, just the next week's weekend's fixtures. So, let me look up. You can keep talking.
What should I say?
Anything you want.
What, what's the score, anything?
That's the whole point of the... You can explain the rules.
The rules on what's the score?
Yeah.
You haven't told me the rules yet.
Okay, the rules are...
Oh, we got to look for the next fidget... Next fit... I can't talk
The rules are... if I... If we get the result right,
yeah,
like the result as in the win and the how many goals and stuff there is,
yeah,
that's 3 points. If we just get, for instance, the result right, but we get like the goals wrong, then it's 1 point. If you get nothing right, then you get no points, obviously, yeah?
Okay,
good. Alright, so I'm going to go with... Man U versus Brighton.
Man U versus Brighton. They're quite good now. I say a good 3-1 or 3-0. Should I go 3-0?
Myself?
I'll go for 3-0.
I would say it's tough because Man U, as of recording of this podcast, Man U are about to play Spurs, right? And that's going to be their first test. Their first test after Mourinho has left.
Mm.
So it's hard to judge, but I'm going to say to Brighton, I like Brighton. I think they're a half decent team. I would say probably, I would say Man U will win, but a 2-1.
2-1, okay.
That's what I'm going to go with. And of course, Arsenal. We have to always do at least one Arsenal. Arsenal versus Chelsea. Arsenal are home.
Yeah, right, I might have to be so truthful with this. Right.
3-1. To who?
Arsenal.
To Arsenal. 3-1.
Maybe, no, well, if it's Chelsea, they're quite good, aren't they?
Yeah, but Arsenal are home, and at the beginning of the season, Arsenal could have beat them at the away fixture. We were very good against them.
Okay, so it might be a...
2-0. To Arsenal, 2-0, yeah.
2-0 to Arsenal, yeah.
2-0, clean sheets. With our defence.
Or 2. We really think that again. make it 2-2, draw.
I'm going to say...
2-2.
Arsenal, they've been... I'm going to say... 3-2 for Arsenal. That's what I was going to say. If they're clinical with their finishing, which they've been poor in recent games, defending for the other round, we can't defend for nothing. We can't even defend against the cold at the current time. I'm going to go with 3-2 for Arsenal beating Chelsea.
Oh.
And then the final game, which is quite an interesting one, Wolves versus Leicester. Both teams are in quite decent form.
But whose defence is better?
Depends on the day. But both their defences, I would say, are quite even.
Wolves against Leicester. I think it'll be a good...
Wolves are at home, just to say. And that's the first fixture of Saturday.
2-1 to Leicester.
2-1 to Leicester. I'm going to say 2-1, but to Wolves. I think Wolves are better. Like, they've got a really good team. And a friend of mine as well would go, oh yeah, they're a really good team because they're all Portuguese. But, listen, their team itself is a really good team. I think they can do it. I'd say 2-1 for Wolves. And we'll find out the results, who's right, who's wrong, on the next week's podcast. And you guys, feel free for yourselves to put in the comments...
Your predictions as well.
You can let us know if we're idiots. You can let us, you can do your own predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a bit of fun. And now it's your part of the show.
what's happening? Well, actually, are we doing that now?
Yes.
Or is it last?
No, okay. That's now.
Okay. Right. What's happening? Unfortunately, I've got one word. Brexit. No one has hear the word Brexit. I mean, it's everywhere on the news. But unfortunately,
well,
that's the top news. As it's happening.
Before you get into Brexit, let's say we've got people who don't even know what Brexit is. Try your hardest to describe what Brexit is. I challenge you.
Right, this is my honest truth. What I think what Brexit is really is.
No, I'm saying like describe Brexit. What even is it?
Describe Brexit. We're trying to come out of the EU.
Yeah.
And for that to happen is, for me personally, dangerous, because we've always relied on the EU now.
No, back in like my mum's day and my dad's day, they this is why the older generation voted out, because back then apparently, oh, it was great,
yeah,
we don't need the EU.
We don't need
EU. Fuck it, Brexit, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then Brexit happens, oh shit, what do you mean? Oh crap.
Yeah. So that's in the making of us to come out of the EU, but Jeremy Corbyn, however, is called for a general election, but May is, refusing or ignoring the subject. Me personally, we need a brand new Prime Minister. We don't want some old hag. I'm saying old hag on podcast. I don't care. Most people hate her, but we don't... We do not want to, for example, go to Ted down the street and throw bloody bottles everywhere on her, like trying to like get into her and like assassinate her. I mean, that, if you hate someone, leave them alone. Don't even attempt to like try get rid of them, like assassinate Donald Trump. Someone nearly assassinated Donald Trump, though I think he wasn't even in that White House. I mean, that's stupid.
But speaking of Theresa May, guy in charge of Brexit.
Everyone's leaving, I think.
Yeah, the guy in charge of Brexit, the one who's in charge of the deal, looked at that paperwork and said, Oh crap.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this. I'm out.
Yeah, and she was something about a no deal Brexit. Like, if a no deal Brexit happens, disadvantages a lot, I'd say, I think, because we wouldn't even come out of the EU. That's
with
coming close, or even an official deal. I mean, there was a Brexit plan in the making last year, but they want to scrap it. They want to have a brand new one.
Yeah, from what I heard, there's like the original plan A Brexit hasn't worked out, so now apparently they're doing a plan B.
Mm.
A plan B Brexit.
A plan B Brexit, which
that's
we don't
what
know
I saw.
Yet.
But, yeah.
Which we don't know yet. I think I heard something on Facebook we both read, like, if Brexit happens, this is what we'll get. It was on my Facebook, but I didn't save the link, which was stupid. I mean, it was quite helpful. Saying, like, can you remember what it said? Like,
I see so many things about Brexit. It just goes over my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Days.
I think it's just, every time I read it, it's bullshit, 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 bullshit.
Mm.
To me, I totally agree with, not agree with it, but I disagree with it. Anyway, so that's obviously the most top news that's happening, unfortunately, in the UK. And then we've got I'm just looking on my BBC News app. Right, actually go to my news, which is really
so
good.
What else is there?
There is, hold on. UK immigration.
That's that's basically border control. That
that's
is to do with
Brexit. Yeah, but this is separate. I mean, this was 5 days ago. It says DUP criticised post-Brexit migration plans, meaning it would have, in the next, say, 10 years, it would get harder to people get into the UK. They would have to have like a strict visa more, and if it ran out, that's it, you're gone. Or if you renew it, perfect. But now they want to, obviously, if you go in an airport, you have a sign with like UK/EU e-passports, we'd get off the EU, because we're not, obviously the next 10 years we're not be might you know, part of the EU, which is quite frightening. That's might, in my opinion, that's might not happen.
That's pretty much it, isn't it?
It's pretty much it, really. Yeah. Just about number one, Brexit, unfortunately, UK migration, fingers crossed that if Brexit does happen, save us all. Save us all. And first of all, the third most important, we need a new Prime Minister. That's our, my opinion, most importantly. We don't need some old person doesn't know what they're doing half of the time. We want someone who is strong-minded, know what he's saying, and hashtag,
or she,
it could be another she, but hopefully better than the last one, and hashtag save the NHS, literally, 2019, isn't it? I mean, it's most important to me right now, so, and everyone, so, I heard it will get, maybe, fortunately, privatised, or something, NHS will go private, and we'll have to I'll have to pay going to hospital, or pay to have
like they do
back.
In America, isn't
like
it?
Like they do in America, they think...
You have health insurance or something, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, you have
if
to have health
have
insurance.
That.
Out.
See ya!
You have to have health insurance, and see if it covers it, bring it covers it. But here, you might have to take health insurance out.
But, in a way, I'm not against making the NHS private, you know why? Because
no,
you get
point?
People... Especially, I'm going to be trying real hard not to be specific to any nationality here, but you get a lot of people in this country that call up, even 999, even just the KFC, you know when we ran out of KFC?
Yeah,
yeah?
The chicken, yeah.
Yeah, chicken, because people are retards and they don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But you had people calling and going, hello, can you say that, man? That's a KFC. And I was like, we can't do nothing about that. But say, just deliver it for me. Like, and when it comes to medical as well, you've got people calling up.
999 for like, oh, I've hurt my toe. What?
Like, oh.
What the hell's that? I've hurt my toe. I've banged my knee several times. I've laid in bed fine.
Like, you get, oh, I've got a headache. What can you do about this?
Yeah, you can't do
take the meal to a child. Take paracetamol. That heals everything.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, you get so many people doing so many stupid calls that cost their money as well.
Yeah, it costs their money a lot. I mean, for me, I only call them up for emergencies, which I have in the past, twice?
Or you can have the other number, which is not
111. I've called up 111. Yeah. And they suggest me to go to A&E. I thought, oh, good, you know, I won't call an ambulance straight away, but...
But the one thing they do need to improve is the waiting time in A&E.
The
right?
waiting time in A&E is probably like 2-3 hours, isn't it? It's ridiculous.
Minimum.
Minimum is 3 hours.
Yeah, minimum.
I mean, if you're bleeding out your ears, your arse, your mouth... That's different. You have to be seen immediately. I mean, in my circumstances, if I have one... I'm going to say now, if there's any IBD patient out there, if you've got bleeding out your ass, would you call 999 straight away? I think I would, because that's dangerous. Even when I go to toilet...
Depends on how you're feeling. I mean,
it's how
call 111.
Call
and then I'll say, okay, yeah, call them now.
Call them now, yeah. And if I'm vomiting as well, not eating or drinking, do it now.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I mean, I wouldn't call a GP and say, yeah, I'm bleeding out of my crack. I'm also vomiting a lot. I'm losing a lot of what? I'm not eating. It's like calling a GP and that saying, well, call an ambulance then, for God's sake.
Well, speaking of blood, good cutaway, is family just blood related?
Family's just blood related. In a way, yes and no. You have to me to say a yes or no question, innit?
Yes.
Yes or
it's
no question.
It's only yes or no.
To me, family's
not... And this ain't opinion, by the way.
Fit,
this is fact.
Yeah. To me, family's not always blood related.
It is
because
though.
I don't know if... distantly, I'm blood related to my auntie, which is my dad's sister, distantly.
Still related, that's
still
your
related,
auntie,
yeah.
That's your family,
and
that's
also
your
she has three other kids, which are my cousins. More
yeah.
distantly blood related. I mean, probably that much blood related.
Still blood, still family.
Yeah, but I rarely see her.
That doesn't matter. To me, your auntie it's more family to you than my mother is to you.
I think to me it's all about who you mostly care about and love.
No.
I don't know.
To people, do you care? It's like me, right? I've got my mother, my father, a half-sister who's somewhere in America that I've never met. I would count my half-sister as family over, I don't know, over a good friend of mine, for example. Even though I'm very close with this good friend, he ain't family, but I would still put him above my half-sister because I've never even met her.
Your best friend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I would still class him. I still wouldn't class him as family, even though he is practically like a brother to me. I wouldn't say that he is, even though I do call him bro sometimes, but he ain't. At the bottom line is, he ain't family.
No, he's not brother,
right? He can treat him like family, he can act like family, but he ain't family.
He's not family. Yeah, but this is we're talking about blood related.
Exactly, this is what I'm trying to get at. He ain't blood related, so he ain't family to me.
So, for example, right, I'm obviously mostly blood related, like, because I haven't seen my dad for many years, now I recently met up with him. Yes, he's definitely blood, you can tell he's my dad just by looking at me and him.
Oh, yeah.
But now he's got a missus named Sue. She has three other kids. Now, I wouldn't class them as family, but they could be my half-brother, sister, or anything. I wouldn't class them as family.
No.
But my dad, yes, obviously.
But that's different, your dad's family, that have you ever met them, by the way?
No, yeah, but hopefully,
there you go,
yeah.
So that's the point I'm trying to make.
I'm going to meet them soon.
Your dad's family that you haven't met, obviously, you don't know if you get on with them or you don't, but I'm on about my friends, my good friends. I've known him for, like, 5+ years, for sure. None of them I've known here, yeah. But I wouldn't trust him as family, even though I know him very well, we get on very well. He ain't family to me. He ain't. That's what I'm trying to say. If you got on well with your dad's family and all that stuff, would you trust them as family then?
Maybe a close...
Right, let's
if
say
I've got
guys,
to know them for many, 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 many years.
Let's say you've known them for 2 years.
Yeah.
You talk to each other at least once a week just to see how you are. Mm. You're very close. Let's say, for instance, the wife had what you had, so you keep talking about...
Common. Yeah, mostly in common.
Yeah. Do you class her as family?
Like a really good friend, but no.
There you go. Would you class my mum as family?
Well, we're not blood related, but she say we are, but I say we're not even blood related, but, you know, I've been sending her cards like a mum, and she'd be sending her cards like a daughter, but
exactly.
That's different.
Like a daughter,
like
but
a
you're
daughter.
Not.
Yeah.
The bottom line is you're
not.
Family is straight up blood related. Mm. Like, I have some blood relatives, yeah, that, no names, but I don't get on too well with, right? But then I've got, for instance, you obviously aren't blood related, but I get on well with you, hence that's why you're even here. I've got friends that I get on better than I do with my blood relatives.
We've been out with each other for 5 years now. 5 years in July. Yes.
Yeah, in July.
2014. No, it's 2019, yeah.
Yeah, in July.
In July. So 3.5 years we've known each other, ish. Not three, 4.5 years.
Yeah,
4.5 years.
4.5 years.
I can't think right now.
But yeah, that's the whole point I'm trying to get at. So I mean, family, at the end of the day, is not blood related. Even, for instance, my half-sister, yeah, that's somewhere out there, I would still class her as family, because she's blood related.
Mm.
I might not have ever met her, but she's family.
Mm.
I plan to meet her at one stage anyway. But then, speaking of girls...
And boys...
And girls.
And boys.
And girls. Is it hard to go through puberty as a boy or as a girl?
Me personally as a girl.
And I would actually agree.
Because, number one, we go through so much more pain than you do, unless you get hit in the balls.
Yeah.
So we're sensitive there.
Yeah.
Number two, we have periods every month that are extremely...
Starting from the age of...
11, I did.
There you go.
11 till you're
done. Oh, yeah, but that's when puberty basically...
Actually, yeah, 11. But 11 till you're 50. When you're near 50, you get the menopause. And it's... Then that's when you're over 60. No more periods. Oh, my God. I can't wait for that.
But the menopause is supposed to be really bad.
Yeah, I mean, some people, unfortunately, can have it forced onto them because they have to have their whole cervix, womb, ovaries removed, then they'll get constant hot flushes. With my mum, it had it forced upon her, unfortunately. She kept going red, proper sweating, like red every time she had a hot flush. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I just need a glass of water.
There's this one woman, I saw a story on this morning, sort of related. She didn't stop having an orgasm for about...
That's actually a real disorder. She could not stop having a real... She kept sit on the sofa going... I mean, fucking hell. She kept sitting on the sofa. It's a real disorder. I'm like, you poor girl.
Well, what the hell is it called?
I would never go to work with it. Never, ever. I'll be so embarrassed.
Oh, God, dear man.
No, I'll be clear with fucking disability benefits for God's sake, because I mean, I don't care. I'll be so embarrassed.
But yeah, I would say, and obviously, even as a girl, especially a young girl, you've got models and that you look at, you go, oh, I wish I was that good looking. I'm ugly as, I need an implant, I need this, I need that.
Unfortunately.
People keep judging me. Now, you can stop me if I'm wrong, because I don't know, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you are. You can get easily judged. I mean...
Like, even... Not as a girl going through puberty. Let's say an 18-year-old girl. Mm. There's an 18-year-old girl and an 18-year-old boy, right?
Mm.
You've got one boy, one girl going to a club. They don't know each other, right?
Yeah.
And they meet... Now, what does the girl think of the boy, and what does the boy think of the girl? Now, and let's say the girl is dressed really nice. She's wearing a nice, shortish dress, but not too short. And she's wearing, a crop top, for instance, right? Now, what does the boy think of the girl?
I'd bang that.
Basically, yeah.
I'd bang that.
I'd bang that. Or what's not that? Oh,
yeah.
She's coming to the club. She must ask. She wants
she's
it for sure.
For it, yeah.
She's asking for it. And he keeps pressuring her. And the girl's like, oh, I don't really want to say no, I'm a bit scared about what you might do. All that sort of instance. And then it turns into something completely different. But you've got that instance. And then you've got the girl who looks at the boy and goes, he's nice. Like, his outfit looks nice. Oh, his friend's a bit weird. or something like that. If he's got a friend with him. But then she goes, well, I'm going to talk to him for a bit. And then you've got the boy who's thinking, oh, yeah, she wants me for sure. Oh, she's all over me. Like, girls are always judged, no matter what they do. Like, if you're going out with your friends and you see, and a man's looking at you, they all want it. But she just wants a good time with her friends. She might have just been dumped.
Exactly. She might have been dumped and looking for a sensible rebound,
Yeah. And then you've got the complete opposite. You've got girls, who don't wear a dress. They just wear a tracksuit, for instance. And some guys look at her going, oh, she's... What the hell is she wearing? Why don't she wear a short dress? Or whatever. And then when you do, the guy's going, oh, what a snot. She's wearing a short... You can't win.
You cannot win.
You can't. Am I on?
Okay, so, yeah, we're going more... I'd say advanced body changes because we grow massive breasts. We might have obviously we bleed without hurting ourselves. We go through menstrual problems. We have more. I mean, we practically every month, at least month every. I don't know how many days you have your period, or maybe 4 or 5 days. But I still go through a lot of pain. I still go to work, I still just get on with life, but if I'm in a really bad state that I cannot move, that's it. Definitely, I mean, I find it so tiring. And like I said to myself, I wish I was born a boy because I might have survived.
Well, you're still here now.
I'm still here now, just.
But as a boy, going through puberty, all I really remember is, of course, the voice gets deeper. And your throat hurts for a little bit.
You grow some proper balls.
You've always had the balls.
You've always had balls,
drop down a bit. You've got the facial hair, which is a bit... But that doesn't come until like quite a bit later.
Yeah.
Going from puberty to boy, it's just like calm. It's just like... go it's through nothing. A car wash.
Yeah,
you're dirty when it starts and you can't actually clean at the end, yeah, basically.
I mean, with girls, you have several stages.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't start growing proper when I was in, unfortunately, junior school. I was in my early teens.
Obviously, junior school was what?
I was 11, 12, 13.
So that's high school?
No, that's secondary junior school. No, that's junior.
Primary school?
No, that's...
There's no... Right, no, no, primary school is year 1 to 6.
Before high school is my junior school. I went to primary school. Yeah, primary school.
There you go. Just end of primary school. School
yeah, okay, because that's obviously the end of primary school. I was in my early teens. Obviously, I started my period before anyone else. I was embarrassed. Obviously, I didn't say anything. But obviously, I was changing in the toilets. And I was like, what's the sanitary bit? Oh, yeah, I forgot. People don't start their periods in this bloody school. You know, I was really annoyed. And I literally had to carry it in my hand. And I was like, where's the fucking bin? Where's the... Just pop it in my bag, so I'm sorry, for God's sake.
I would just put it down the toilet.
You put it down here, but it would be like clogging up.
Is it your problem? Is it your problem? No, I would just put it down
I started toilet. Growing massive, you know what I mean? But everyone was like, Hannah, you're changing too far. I said, yeah, obviously, because I'm different from others. Come on.
Yeah. Well, coming up to the end of the first episode.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, time for the fun fact. You might know this because we watched it on the show, but next week it'll be something that you don't know. And this is for you guys to try at home as well. Can you hum and hold your nose at the same time? Go on.
Me?
Yeah, try. Can you hum and hold your nose? I know you know the answer.
Right, obviously hum like, yeah. But by holding your nose and doing it at the same time.
Yeah. Go on. Now, to the people listening, she just tried it. And it didn't work, did it?
No, because obviously your mouth and throat and nose is connected. Obviously, if you block in one end and you're trying to hum, it can't burst out.
The sound that you need. Like, I'll try myself. No. I can't do it. But honestly, you guys try at home, it's weird. Now, when you first do it, you're like, oh my god, I can't speak.
Yeah.
But guys, that's it. We're gonna end it here for this week. Let us know if we're right and what we're saying. If we're wrong, if we're idiots, you can put it down in the comment below. If you have any topics or even advice that you want us to talk to you guys about, then email us on letstalkforrealpodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to put it in the description. And also tweet us on the... It's going to be in the description. I actually forget what it is. I think it's at @letstalk_4real. Like, it is a bit weird. Just the one I wanted wasn't even available. But just Twitter's in the description. Email's in the description. I've actually been thinking, should we make an Instagram or...
We could make Instagram, yeah, it'll be interesting. Obviously, I've got an idea for the podcast as well. I mean, we could bring, like, for fun fact or for a specific question, we could bring, like, props or something, I don't know.
Maybe. Anyway, we're getting out of hand, so... Guys, that's the end of the podcast. See you guys next week.